Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Well, hello and welcome Wednesday night at Blog Talk Radio. I'm Angel here, New Age Guild Radio host on Connecting to Spirit Tea Talk. It has been a wild ride these last few months, and as I was preparing for my broadcast this evening, I was commiserating and kind of going over the year, and the thing that really stood out for me was where we are in the calendar, that we are literally just a couple weeks away from Thanksgiving and just a few more weeks till the end of the year, and 2018 is fast upon us. So all I can say is, whew, it has been a crazy ride, hasn't it? One of the things that I'm always telling everyone is to stay calm and stay connected so that you can stay focused on what there is for you to do. And we're in the month of giving thanks. We're in the month where gratitude is what it's all about. So I want to stay focused on that line of gratitude. I have a lot of callers here. I'm going to try to get to as many of you as I can. But I want to start off by reminding everybody what I'm about, what the show is about, what we're focused on. But I always want to start off by taking a moment to just ground us here in this space. Reaching out to our divine source, whoever that may be for you. For me, it is God and His divine wisdom connecting me in a warm and loving light to His loving ray. Everything that's out there is received with love and acceptance, and that whether we hear what we want to hear or we think we want to hear, notwithstanding, that we receive what we need to receive. What is that wonderful rock and roll song? Sometimes you don't always get what you want, but you get what you need. That's what there is for us to be aware of in the space that we're in today. What do you need this day? What bite on the apple do you need? What drink from the chalice do you need to take your life to the next level? That's what I want to be a connection to you for. And we may not be able to give you the answer you want. We are on the radio. The connection is not as crisp as it would be if we were dealing one-on-one, and we don't have a lot of time because we want to be able to give everybody the opportunity to connect. So listen with your soul. And to do that, you got to stop and you got to ground yourself and take yourself out of your situation for this one moment. Remove yourself from whatever it is that gave you cause to call tonight. Remove yourself from that image like you're watching a movie and look at it from a perspective of what do I need to hear and be open to whatever that is, okay? I want to say that because that's what I was guided to say that. So if that's not for you, that's awesome. But for someone or someone's, that's something that needed to be said. So I wanted to make sure I got that out before I got admonished by my own spirit cheer team, so to speak. So I am an angel. I'm a belly dancing medium. I am a spiritual medium. I call myself a soul journey shaman and a conscious channel. I've been operating in the community for almost 30 years. Been around for a couple minutes here. And I am focused on igniting you to pursue your dreams, to release the things that have held you back and get you in a space where you can pursue whatever that is that you wish to pursue. Are you looking to expand your life? Are you looking to start a new job? Are you looking for a relationship? Do you want to buy a house? Whatever it is, it's in you. And I don't want to take that power from you. I want you to remember that that's in you. All I am is a guiding light. I don't have the answers. I have the pathway. I want to repeat that. I don't have the answers. I have the pathway. My job is to help you connect to that path. And I want to do whatever I can to help you connect to that path. I'm going to invite you to every single person here to take a moment and click follow on the Blog Talk Radio. If you could do that for me, that would be really awesome. Lifts us up in the rankings so we can get more visible. And since you're liking the show, that would be really super, super awesome. Then I'm also asking you to refer to my website. I've got a lot of information there that I'm going to be referring to in the show tonight. That is bellydancingmedium.com. It always makes me smile to say that out loud. And you'll find there a link where I spend a lot of time on my show. It is the Soul Journey Shamanism link. I see you all there. There's a lot of you guys here tonight. I will start taking calls here in a few minutes. Just going to go through the contents of today's message. And then I'm going to go ahead and start taking calls. So be patient. Be patient. I'll be there. So if you look at the Soul Journey Shamanism link on my page, you're going to see there that I give you a definition of the work that I do in whole. You know, not just the mediumship, but in whole, what I do for people and what I believe in my processes, body, mind, and spirit, and how it all comes together to create the full breadth of work that I do, from the healing work to the reading work to the coaching work. It's all there for you. So one of the things that I ask you to do is take a look at this so you can see what it is that makes up who we are and all the areas that we can tap into to help us grow, develop, and accomplish. We're going to be spending time talking about the past and releasing from the past and being in gratitude for the past. Oh my God, it's so hard to thank someone or something that has hurt you or distracted you before you can release it. It's very important, but it can also be very hard because we get an ego and we don't want to let go of the thing that hurt us or the person that hurt us. They hurt us, for goodness sake, right? At the end of the day, part of the lesson that we've been put here to live through. So it's okay to release that. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So before you can get to gratitude, you have to get to forgiveness and release. All right? Forgiveness and release. If you want to release that that's blocking you, if you want to release that that is stopping you, if you want to break through to the next level, you got to forgive. Got to forgive whatever it was or whoever it was that got in your way. Who was it? Who was it? We got to let them go. So we're going to be spending time on that today. But before we get started with more lecture, I'm going to go ahead and take the first caller so I don't have you guys sitting waiting with bated breath for too long. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Hi, Angel. This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you? Where are you calling from tonight?
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Oh, late at night. I always get my fun East Coasters. The guys don't sleep out there, huh? What is it that you're asking about tonight? What's your question?
I'm wondering. I've been looking for work, and I got a call today, another opportunity went by the wayside. They decided to cancel the job opening, and they might revisit it somewhere in the next year. Do you see me getting a job soon, or when do you see me getting work?
It's really hard to answer the question kind of in the way you asked it, because if you even hear how you asked it, it's like, oh, do you even see me getting job anytime soon or at all? So one of the things that we it's like, well, of course, yes, of course I see
that. It's like I lost three opportunities last week, and now today and a fourth opportunity.
You didn't lose an opportunity. You just are getting opportunities, and that just wasn't the one. And so that's part of the process, is like you got to put yourself out there to get the opportunity. It's kind of like dating. And if you get 10 opportunities, you're going to get the one or two or three jobs that are the jobs that you want. But you got to break through those 5, 6, 7 other ones. Not to, that's part of the process. And you're looking for a specific job. This is like not, you're just looking for work. It doesn't feel like that. It doesn't feel like, well, you know, so you might feel sometimes I'll take anything, but that doesn't feel like that's where you are in your life to me. It feels like you're in a space now where it's destiny time. It's time for you to start talking about and walking in the space that you're here to do the work that you're supposed to do. So the reason these jobs don't come together for you, whether it's on your side or their side, is they're not the one, and that's not a bad thing. That's just the condition that you're in. When you're in a destiny career space, it can be harder to find the job than if you're just looking for a job, because you can go down to Walmart and get a job right now. That's not what you want to do, right? You're trying to fulfill.
Yeah.
You're trying to fulfill something here. But it's just anything else.
The one today that fell through, I thought this was a really good opportunity for me. I really thought this was the one. So
It looked like it was, and it looks like it's not gone. It just looks like they had some financial things. It's a rough time of year for companies because they're all recombobulating their financials. It's the end of the year. It's this weird things going on. So they have to go back to the drawing board and kind of do some higher level conversations, and then they'll come back to it. The problem is going to be whether or not you're going to be available for it when they come back for it. That's going to be the challenge. So it hasn't gone away. They just have had to pull back and have some discussions that have nothing to do with you. Does that make sense?
So, yeah, it does. But when do you see, if you see, the right opportunity coming to me where I'm actually going to land it?
So, again, for me, what I'm looking at, it looks like it's very soon, but time is very relative in these types of things, and that's important to say. So, you know, I like to talk about time, you know, but, you know, I'll ask, and they'll say it could be 3 weeks. It could be 3 months. I just keep hearing three, but it all has to do with what you do. One of the things that you have to do is not let this beat you down and continue to move forward. 2018 is your year. That was a promise that was made to you. That was something that's going to fulfill for you. And when you jump into it, you're going to be in a much more powerful condition. But you got about 6-7 weeks left of 2017. 2017 has been tough. So just maintain your focus and just keep plugging away. And they're asking you, it's kind of like that glass half empty, glass half full. They're asking you to not be so frustrated. And I know it's hard not to be frustrated. And asking, when is it going to happen? Just keep seeking, and you're going to wake up one day, and it's going to come together. And it's not going to happen today. It's going to take a little bit longer, but it's definitely going to be, you know, 2018, you're definitely going to be in the position that you're looking for. That's what I'm getting.
That's good. I am still going forward, and I have applied for a few more opportunities, so hopefully one of them will come in. Even if it's something short term to tide me over, I'm good with that.
And you could do that.
I need income.
You could do that. You could generate work, just, you know, because, you know, everybody's got to eat and pay bills. You know, that's a whole different conversation. It's kind of like you have to go over here and generate freelance work over here while you're going over to the other side to generate the dream job. So, you know, just sit down. What do you do? For yourself, do you have a practice? Do you get up in the morning and journal or meditate or anything like that to keep you focused? What do you do?
No, I don't journal. I don't meditate.
So she's like, nothing. So I would recommend you taking the time to do that. You know, part of the reason we get distracted or get frustrated, and I was going to go into this. I'll go into this after I finish with you. I'll go into this for the listeners. Is you have to have a process, a support process, in any kind of shamanistic work, any kind of cleric work. These individuals have like no life. They sit in a monastery and they meditate and chant for hours because it takes so much energy to minister to the masses. So you don't need to meditate and channel and chant and journal for 17 hours a day when you're ministering just to yourself. You can sit down for 5 minutes and just ground yourself. Get your energies grounded, get your energy centers grounded, and get the connection nice and clear for the day. Then your spirit support team can communicate with you and help you feel okay. It's going to be okay, and here's the things to do, and they can speak to you, and they can get you to turn right rather than turn left when it's time for you to do what it is that you need to do or make the decisions that you need to make or go on the interview that you need to go on. When you wake up in the morning and you're just kind of in a scattered state, that's the state you're in all day. And if something blindsides you, you have nobody there, no calming force there to say, it's okay, that was good, you interviewed well, just keep going, you know, the next one will be better. Because this is what it looks like.
So
you're welcome. And yeah. I have a, if you haven't done it yet, if you go to my website and you click on the Access Now button, gain access to some tools, a little ebook and some things that you'll get if you join my mailing list. I would encourage you to do that, but that would really help you with just
okay.
focus, and it'll be okay.
Awesome.
It'll be good. All
thank
right.
You.
You're welcome.
Yeah,
God bless
thanks.
You.
I'll do that.
Good luck and take
bless
care.
You.
Bye-bye. Very good. Very awesome. Very awesome. And so close Laura is, and I can feel it, and I know what it feels like. I'm as human as everyone else. I didn't get to where I am because I woke up here. I scraped and clawed my way out of having to rebirth myself in a career when the markets crashed years ago, and it's just frustrating when you're trying to do that. You know, living up here in Northern California, we just had these fires, and there's so many people whose lives were decimated as a result that they've lost everything, and they're going to have to recreate their lives. It's hard to have hope when you cannot see. And I have to tell you, if you look at my website, one of my tags is, it's time to wake up. It's like we're asleep, right? It's like we're walking through life in our society today asleep. And we're so unaware. There's so much action happening around us in the spirit world to help us. We've got the guides helping us. We've got our ancestors helping us. We've got the ascended masters helping us. We've got the angelic realm helping us. We've got the divine source helping us. But the universal power energies helping. There's so much out there that want to help us get to the other side of our dreams, that want to reach their hands out and help us across to the finish line of our dreams. And we can't hear them because we're distracted in this sleep watch. So when I talk about connecting, I talk about it in a conversation of waking up so that you can see and hear for yourself the potential and the possibilities of what your life can bring you. And that's what I want to be able to create for you, is that opportunity for you to be able to do that. I'm going to take the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Hello. Come back to them. I think they are on a conversation. This is Angel. Thank you for holding. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Angel. How you doing? You're speaking to Tim from New York. We spoke last week. How you doing?
I'm fine, Tim. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
How's everything
usual,
going?
You know, I feel like it's going. As usual, sometimes I listen, and the advice you give someone else is very pertinent to me. So I am trying to get the routine, you know. It's all about, getting
the
routine,
right?
Getting this discipline,
yes.
Getting some daily basis. I know I have to sleep more. I know I call you East Coast time at midnight because I don't sleep much. But I got to get this routine. I got to get this help from the angelic realm. So I have a little ebook from your website. Is this the guy you recommended? 18 pages?
Yes.
A little grounding routine?
So you got the grounding exercise, okay. And the grounding exercise is really about getting your chakras in balance. And what I recommend for people, the easiest cadence that I recommend to people, because I know it's tough, right? It's just like, it's so easy. Talk about what there is to do, but then you get up in the morning like, oh, you know, stuff to do. And then go out to the day, oh, it's stuff to do. The easiest thing to do is ground yourself in the morning, okay? Engage with your chakra system and do a grounding process in the morning. It doesn't have to take long. It can literally be a 3 to 5 minute process if that's all you've got. Do your grounding exercise. journal if you can. I like journaling after doing the grounding exercise because it allows you to process whatever's coming up for you. Because sometimes things will come up for you when you're sitting there grounding. You'll get messages, or you'll get a release process, or something will happen, and you could kind of get it out of your system and look at it, and it might be a message for you, right? After that,
right. Okay.
Be in gratitude. Say thank you. Just thank for anything. It doesn't matter. You can thank for the message. You can thank for the coffee that you're about to drink. Be in gratitude and walk out of your house in gratitude. Okay?
That's what I'm attempting to do. I'm listening.
That's what you're attempting to do? Okay. So
not,
that's a good
not attempting.
Step.
That's what I'm doing. Not
okay,
that's
what you're doing.
That's
okay.
Doing.
And then when you come home at night, you release everything in forgiveness. You send out forgiveness. You forgive everything and everybody. And then you ask for forgiveness. If you start your day in gratitude and end your day in forgiveness and do that grounding exercise in the morning, that will start to get your system on a pattern and give you a routine that will help you kind of maintain a little bit of center balance. I don't recommend, if you're not a meditator, I do not recommend meditating at night before you go to bed because it'll energize your system and you might not be able to go to sleep. If you're used to meditating, then that's cool. But if you're not an avid meditator, meditating at night can sometimes cause you to stay up a little longer than you wanted to and energize you. Then you're going to get up, you want to do some writing and blah, blah, blah. And there you are at 2 o'clock in the morning, not getting any sleep. You're like, Angel, you turned me into an insomniac. We're going to have that conversation. But what is happening for you now? So you're starting to try to get your routine together.
I'm trying to change my language, so it's not trying. I'm getting this routine together.
Oh, look at you, pal. I love it.
I'm walking in gratitude. Prior to this, most of my day has been erotic. I detest this job. I don't have a college degree. What am I doing in my life? I'm going to pay the bills. So I'm throwing all of that out and saying I'm not exactly sure what the next step is, but I know, be it my ancestors, spirit guides, angelic beings, I'm going to tap in and something's going to put the trail of breadcrumbs to change my situation.
That's a good start.
So I just
know
I have to be consistent. To be consistent with trying to tap in.
Yes. And then the journaling will help too. And so you feel a little different. So I feel like you're on your way, but also it's very frustrating. So, because it's just the life that you're in your daily life is just so frustrating. So it's like, it almost is like this clown is running around just trying to distract you in the craziest way possible. That's what it feels like. And so for you, the key is going to be knowing that there's something better. Think of it like school, knowing that you're almost done with school and you're graduating pretty soon. You get to go someplace else. It's coming. Just keep telling yourself that. It's like let the clowns sing.
That's what I'm telling myself. Yeah. And I'm actually literally sitting at my desk dealing with the foolishness and the personalities and all the ridiculousness, and I'm trying to smile through it all. And just smile.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy, but it just makes you feel a little lighter, like, okay, whatever, you know. Got it. Okay.
That's the best thing to do. The other thing I'm gonna share with you is what kinds of things are you doing nutritionally? You drinking lots of water? Are you got some lemon going into your system? Because I want your immune system to be nice and strong as you're going through this.
I was just saying it was actually just suggested to me that to get back to the lemon water in the mornings and trying to make the body more alkaline.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start that immediately tomorrow.
Good. So see, you got some confirmation on that. So I'm glad I was able to provide that. So that's definitely something that has come up for you. So that the immune system is your biggest support system when you are going through spiritual growth as well, because you have to protect the body while you're building the spirit. And people throw their stuff at you, and your immune system can become kind of fractured and weakened. And so we don't want it to be fractured or weakened while we're trying to grow ourselves spiritually, because the last thing you need to do right now is get sick, right? So just, get the lemon going in your system so that your immune system can kind of get back to a stronger state, and find something to do that's fun for you, whether it's singing or playing a video game. Just find something, get yourself kind of a completely mindless, fun thing to do for 15 minutes to an hour every day that's going to just give you some fun so that your soul can sing a little joy, and you're going to be all right. But I like that you have grabbed that ebook and that you're embracing the routines. So I'm looking for you to make some shifts happening here. Give it another week. You can call me back next week and we can check in, or you can send me an email and let me know what's going on. But I'm interested to see where you're going to be in about a week to 2 weeks, because I'm feeling a shift. I keep hearing 7, 14 days. Be consistent. If you're consistent, the shift will come faster. It is. If you lollygag and skip, it doesn't mean bad things are going to happen. It's just slower. That's all. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It's just slower. So there's no, I don't want you to beat yourself up if you wake up in the morning and, oh, I didn't do it yesterday. That's not going to stop. Oh, too bad for you. It's not, like, we take it back. Jim, you want to lose 10 pounds. You got to build some consistency around it. That's all. So you're taking the risk. I'm glad to hear from you. Keep in touch. Let me know how things go. I'm very, very, very interested to see where you go here. Okay.
Indeed, I will. Thank you very much. Have a good
beautiful
day.
Thank Bye. You, Tim. Have a good one. Bye-bye. Super cool. It makes me really happy when people engage with the tools I put out there. I do have a lot of tools for you guys on my website. For those of you who haven't been there in a minute, I've just updated my website because I have some new offerings. So please visit at bellydancingmedium.com. The homepage now has a handful of free things there for you. I have a new process that I'm starting up this week called A Cup of Morning Joe, where I'm going to be sending out to those who are interested a brief channeled message. That's what my guides have guided me to do, to kind of help you start your day. Very brief message that's going to help you kind of stay focused as we go from this point to the next year. Don't know what we're going to do in 2018. This is something that I want to do to get us through what's left. It is going to be a challenging November, December, folks. I don't know if you've felt it. I don't know if you're noticing all the things that are happening in our community. It is going to be more challenging. The calm before the storm, before it ignites into the power that we can compulse this place into to create the light that we need to light. So it's like the explosion that has to take place before we can create. So we've got a lot of stuff going on that's going to be surprising, and we've got some things that we're not going to be happy with. And so as a result, my spirit posse has committed me to sending out these channeled messages. So if you like to get part of the Morning Cup of Joe, you can claim it by clicking the button there and be added to the list, and you'll get that. I also have a webinar that I do every month that you can gain access to for the Soul Journey training. And I have my mailing list where you can get access to the tools that Tim was referencing. In addition to some other cool things that I'm not going to tell you, you have to find out for yourself, because I want you to come visit my website. So I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Angel. This is Annette. This is Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are you tonight, and where are you calling from?
I'm well. I'm calling from Boston.
Boston. Oh, my God. I've been to Boston so long. I love Boston. So how's everything out? In Boston.
It's cold.
Well, what can I do for you this evening besides send you an electric blanket?
That would be nice. my question is in regards to a gentleman by the name of Alan. We are at some type of stalemate between our friendship, and he like totally refuses to talk to me.
Okay. So his name is Alan.
This has been going on for quite some time.
So it feels like, you know, there's a past life. The first thing he showed me was a past life connection, mm-hmm. and your hands. you're holding hands in this past life and somebody ripped you guys apart. And mm-hmm. I want to say it looks like, I want to say it looks like some sort of slavery thing. It's weird because it's like you guys are together and it's loving, and then somebody rips you apart. And what I'm feeling from his side of the conversation, your side of the conversation is like, oh, we're together again. Your soul is like, yay, let's do this. His soul is, I'm scared this isn't going to work. So it's like, puts his feet in the pool and he pulls his feet out, and then he puts his feet in the pool and he pulls his feet out, and
yes,
it's just like,
yep.
And it's just frustrating because it's like, I feel like all the time you're like, fine, I forget you, and then you can't. It's like, you're like, screw you, and then you go home, you're like, oh, because you can't, because he's like in there. And if he was open to it, the ideal scenario would be to get in there and together deal with this issue. But you're rarely in the situation when you find someone that wants to have that conversation. Where it's like, hey, I talked to somebody. They said it's a past life thing. We can sit down and meditate if you want to. And blah. And he's like, okay, weird, crazy person.
That,
that's probably not the most ideal thing to do. But you can go in with yourself, and you could do two things.
Mm-hmm.
You can do a connection to see if you can access this through meditation, or if you have the ability or access to someone that can help you through the Akashic Records to find out where this cord is, and not want to remove it, because it sounds like you don't want it to go away, but find a way to heal it by there's a forgiveness piece for him. Because in his process, it was like you did it on purpose. And it feels like this is either he was the female or he was the child. The bond was so strong that when it was pulled away, it cut so hard that he's still mad. Like, you did it. And it's like, I didn't do it. I was the victim, too. I, too, was part of it.
Oh, my God.
That's what it feels like. So he's not conscious of it, of course. Get it?
You know
what? That's
what
I saw. Yes.
This, you are spot on with this. Because there's something there. I'm like, what is he pissed off about?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, he's pissed at me.
Yep.
Because the thing about it is interesting. I'm glad I called you. Because it's interesting because it got to the point for me that it was back and forth, back and forth. And I'm like, look, we don't have to be friends. We don't have to be friends. Because I felt like, you know, maybe he just didn't want to be my friend. Maybe he didn't like me. Maybe he didn't want to talk to me, whatever. So I'm like, you know what? It's okay. It's okay. We don't have to be friends. You go your way. I go my way. But I was like, this can't continue. This can't continue. I'm like, you can go your way and I can go my way, and that will be it. We can still be cordial. That is almost like that wasn't good enough. That wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I didn't know what else to do.
And it's, if this was any other situation where there was no feelings, or it was just like, okay, thanks for visiting, go back on the subway, whatever, and you guys would never talk to each other again.
Mm-hmm.
But the
mm-hmm.
bond is still, at the same time, very strong. So that's what makes it hard, because it's a strong bond. You guys both see each other. You guys both feel each other. And that makes him mad. And it's just like, he's just mad because he doesn't know how to process. He doesn't know how to process this energy because he doesn't know what it is. He doesn't understand it because it's not who
God,
he is.
Oh, my God, you're right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're right.
Oh, well, ooh.
You are. You're so really good.
Oh,
it's
thank
true.
You. Well,
it's
I will thank you.
It's true.
Wonderful to get confirmation as a reader, and because you know I'm on the radio, I don't know if it's, you know, sometimes I'm like, I hope it makes sense, you know, because I want to be of service.
No, it's making chilling sense, because it's like you know him. It's like you're seeing this. I mean, he's constantly pissed, and it's like I can't get through to him. I really can't.
And here's the hard part. So one of the things that I would like to encourage you to do is to, in the conversation I was having with Tim around balancing and connecting, make that connection and really dig deep and connect to your guides and your higher self and really come to terms with whether or not this is a relationship or a friendship even that you even want to bother to continue with this in this life. If the answer is yes, that's fine. But really look at that. What that's going to do for you, it's going to create the way you want to have this healing take place. Because if you want to, if your position is, I think I'm done. I think that I've done everything I can and God bless you, blah, blah, blah. Then you can heal it and cut the cord and send him on his way with forgiveness. If you'd like, I really would like to see what can happen so that we can complete in this life. That's fine too. Then what you want to do is you want to heal it. And it feels like a loving, mothering energy that has to come in. And the perfect person to come, if you don't know what to do, is, of course, Mary. The energy you call in Mary, Mary is the quintessential mother that can help heal that. And that may take you some time if you don't know what to do. That's the cord healing and connection is some of the things that I do. And you're welcome to reach out to me. I would love to help you with that. But if you want to try it on your own or if you know somebody more local, it's important to me that you just get it done because here's the thing. Here's the thing in that about how the universe works. The blessings, it's kind of like you bless somebody when you do something wonderful, like send them healing and the universe gives you tenfold blessings back. So it's always wonderful to help resolve something like this.
Yes,
because
I agree.
What you get is you get the universal reward, right? So it's a win-win for you regardless of what you choose to do. But you got to make a choice, and it's a hard choice. That's why you want to reach out to your spirit cheer team, as I call it, because this one's a tough one because I do see you. I see you all the time going, I'm done, forget it. And you wake up like,
oh, my God,
So, and he does the same. And he does the same thing. Get out, leave me alone. Wait a minute, come back. No, go away. And it's just, it's frustrating.
It's a constant thing. It is, and it's like the thing about it is that we don't. The thing about it is that I'm like, if we can come together and talk, but you can't talk to someone who doesn't want to talk to you.
And, here's what I'm getting. You know, I don't mean to interrupt you, but I have to say
this because
this is coming from your guide. Time for you to listen. He's trying to say something, but he doesn't have the courage. Stop talking. Make him talk. It's time for you to listen. Because there's nothing else for you to say because you're not the one with the thing to say. He's got something to say, but he doesn't know how to say it. If he's open to it.
We don't talk. We don't talk.
You don't talk because he doesn't talk. If he would talk, you'd be talking. It's like a catch 22. If you're ready to talk at any, it's a catch 22. You are ready to talk at any given moment. You're not talking because he's not talking. If you picked up the phone and started talking and he responded, then you guys will be having a conversation. You're not talking because he's like basically says shut up, so you just stop talking. So it's like that's the space that you're in. But he needs to talk. It's on him. You can help it. You can help it if you do the work because you'll soften up his process. And if he's open to it, it'll slowly start with hey, hi, start with a wave, and then it'll go from there. It'll go from there because he will open up to it. So dig deep.
Oh, my God.
Did I hit it again?
You hit it again because it's true. We'll start off with a hey, hey, how you doing? Good. Good morning. Good morning. Hey.
And then it
hey,
up.
Hey, what's up? Hey. And then it'll stop. And I say, okay. All right. That'll be low for about a couple of weeks. Hey, hey, how you doing? Good. How are you? Good.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's perfect.
And then it'll stop.
And then it'll stop. Right. So if you go to my website, you go to the Soul Journey Shamanism link, you'll see there's some information about the Akashic Records. That's your that's the key for you. So the Akashic Records is our universal soul library. And there's a librarian there for all of us. And that person, if you dive into it, will help you pull out your Akashic Records. And you're looking for this particular area so you can find how you this part of your story. So you can find how to clear this connection so that you guys can either find your way to more clarity in your relationship. And maybe in this life, it's just supposed to be friends. That's cool too, but at least you
right.
can have clarity around that.
Yeah.
if you just, is it time to just heal and say goodbye in this life and just heal it? You know, that's what there is for you to figure out. And like I said, I am happy to help you if that's something that you want to reach out to me for. You guys can reach me. You know,
okay.
you can reach me on the website. My email address is angelysacker@gmail.com.
Okay.
And
Angel
Weisacker, it's right there on my website, bellydancingmedium.com. People
okay.
tease me, like, why do you have a Gmail address? Because I've had it for years, and I you know, don't want to lose track of the people who have been emailing me for a while, so I'm resistant.
Right.
I'm resistant. And my phone number is 510-342-9024. Please leave a message, because I am always online or doing something. So if you call and I don't answer,
okay.
please leave a message so that I can call you back. But
okay.
But Annette, you know,
this
the work that you, oh, thank you. I would love to work with
beautiful.
You. Give me a
yes.
give me a call. Let me know or send me an email. Go access the free gift there on my mailing list.
Okay.
And one of these days, I got to head out to Boston. It's been a long time. I got to go out to Boston
yeah.
and check you guys out. I
you
hope
do.
That helped. That was a little long, but
oh
I think
gosh.
It was really good to
did
hear because I don't get an opportunity. I don't get opportunity to pull on past wives over the air, so that was really cool. It's one of the things I love to do. So
oh,
thank you for the opportunity.
This is fabulous. Well, thank you for taking my call. This is just,
thank you so
oh
much.
Oh my gosh,
I'm expecting
okay.
to hear from you then, Annette.
Oh, absolutely. This truly has to be healed. It has
yes,
to be
it
healed
does.
Because
it does.
It's pulling on me energetically and it's draining me and. It has to be healed for us to just either we are to come together or we are to go our own way.
Right, exactly. And that's both of those things are beautiful. And finding
mm-hmm.
your path and figuring out what there is to do in this life on either
mm-hmm.
side is perfect, right?
Yeah.
Either one.
Yes.
Because it'll be healed. And whether you go off
yes.
together into the sunset or you go off apart into the sunset, if that is
mm-hmm.
healed, it's beautiful because the alternative is just sit
right.
in this life hating each other, and nobody wants to do that. That's just a waste
and
of energy.
Hating, to me, it's like hating. I'm like, what is the reason that we are doing this? It's like, why are we doing this?
It's the energy
you know what
that
I mean?
We're
That's,
in.
Yeah.
It's where
yeah.
we are today. It's what I was alluding to earlier.
Mm.
We're in a space today where we've got this angsty cloud of energy around us that we're trying to navigate through, and there's so many
right.
Practitioners out there that have different modalities. I have heard so many different places that it's coming from. There's people say that it's coming from the extraterrestrial realm. There's people that's like the dark
Ooh.
Forces. There's all kinds of interesting
wow.
theories out there, and I have no opinions of where it is because I believe it's a little bit of everything. Some of it we've
right,
created ourselves,
right.
and some of it is just
right.
there's always with light there's dark. So all the reality
yeah.
is it's there. And
right.
the thing about the dark energy is that it can manipulate if you're not clear. It's like being a Jedi Knight. You
That's
manipulate
true.
The Force. You got to manipulate the Force. You can go
true.
To the dark side or to the light side. And so because
that
we've got
true.
All this angsty stuff around us, the angsty stuff
mm-hmm.
can take us. And make us angsty. And so what you see is people are just
oh my
angry.
God.
They're just angry.
Yes.
People are just angry. And as a result, they go pick up guns and they do this and they do that.
Yes.
So what we have to do as practitioners is try to find people. If I can just find six people every Wednesday night to try to shift to try to shift so that we can get some of that joy back, we can go back
yes.
to a happier time and we can recreate
yes.
the summer. Recreate
Amen.
The summer of love. That's what we want to do.
Amen. This is true.
All right.
Well, you hit another spot. You're right on. That's very true. People are like pissed.
They really are. Yes, they are, and I'm just like, okay, thank you for coming. Sorry you're mad.
Right.
And that's the world everywhere honking at you because you turned, and
yes.
you're like, all I did was turn. I'm sorry. We're so angry. And
yes.
what
and
there is to
I
do,
love. I
what
think
we want to
it's
so we have to, if you can ground yourself and go in and heal your anger points, and he can ground himself and heal his anger points that everybody you guys tap into every day is in that same sphere, we could spread the virus that is love. We can spread the love virus.
I agree. I'm going to do the work on me.
That's right. We'll get the love virus started with you. All right. I'm hoping to hear from you, Annette, sometime soon.
You will.
All right. I'll be looking forward to it. You have a fantastic, fantastic evening. Thank you for calling. I'll go to sleep.
I will. Thank you. Many blessings
Alrighty.
To you. Many, many blessings. All righty.
Okay,
bye-bye.
That was a lot of fun, and I apologize for going a little longer, but, you know, past life regression and past life tapping is one of my favorite things to do, and we don't get an opportunity to do it very often on the radio because it can be difficult, but that particular one clearly was meant to be because it came through so clear, and it was right along the lines of my programming today around forgiveness. And since we're talking about it, I do have more callers. I'm going to try and get a couple more calls in, but I want to touch on this. I want to talk about how important it is to know and to recognize those past life strains that are going on in your life, whether they're people that you don't understand why they seem to just not like you, or you're in a job where you're good at everything you do all the time, and then you're in this job and for some reason you just, everybody's just on you and you can't get it right. There's reasons why we get locked into some of the circumstances we're in, and sometimes it's a lesson. Sometimes it's a jolt. Sometimes it's a connection to the individual or individuals that are, you know, there. There's so many different reasons why, and a lot of it has to do with the past life connection. And digging into and resolving and healing in that past life situation can often release whatever it is you've got going on. And that lesson can be a lesson that you don't have to relive over and over and over again if you feel like you're in that space. I'm going to go ahead and take the next caller. Thank you for holding. This is Angel. Who am I speaking with?
Hello. You're speaking with Nisa.
Lisa?
Nisa with an N.
Nisa. Okay. You're a little hollow there. Where are you calling from, Nisa?
Sorry about that. Hi. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Boy, I've just got the New Jersey connection tonight. How you doing? What can
New
I do
Jersey.
For you? Yeah,
I feel a little bit resentful around my work where I work because I'm working different things, and I thought I was going to be doing one thing, and all of a sudden they want me to do something completely different, which wasn't told to me in the beginning of the interview. And so I feel like I deserve more money. How should I go about getting this, you know, more pay for what I'm making? And, you know, is this possible at the place?
Well, the first thing that I have for you is the heart. The heart is heavy. As you started talking, my heart got really heavy. And you said resentful. Mm-hmm. It's almost like it's not even a strong enough word. It's just a heaviness around this workspace and how you feel about them. And what it feels like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, it almost feels like they hired you, and this is just an example, so please don't, because I can't think of,
okay.
I can't see what it is. So it's like, I hired you as an assistant, and then I come up to you like, thank you for coming, and then I give you all the work of a director. And so I'm like, well, wait a minute.
Yeah.
If you want me to be that, why can't you just give me my office
pay me for that?
Like, that's what it feels like.
That's how I feel. I've had to do, like, everything from scratch, create things that never existed. And I think that's just not an entry-level position. That's, you know, and I'm doing everything, but I think it's just so weird, you know, that I'm doing everything and I'm not getting paid for it or compensated for it.
So you've been asked to look at a specific aspect of your process that's, I think I just lost her. She just dropped. So hopefully she'll call back. So I'm just going to read this message and move on in case she comes back, Nisa, and you can call in. But the energy that came to you was the energy of the activist. And I pulled a card. It was Mother Teresa. And what that is saying is that you have always been the person who did for people and didn't get the reward. So what there is to let go of is to let go of the need to just do. And I think that she's back. Is that you, Nisa?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
I've
That's
heard
all right.
A little bit of what you're saying,
okay.
That I always felt like I had to do something for other
everybody.
People.
Yes. Does that sound right? Does that sound like you?
Yeah, that sounds like me. Like I do everything.
Yeah.
And then right now I'm feeling like this doesn't feel good.
So what there is for you to do and what there is for you to work on is for you to work on giving yourself, forgiving yourself, number one. Remember, forgiveness is the key. So everybody that's called tonight, it's all been about forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key for you. And the person you have to forgive is yourself, because that's what the martyr is. It's all about self-degradation. So you have to forgive yourself for whatever it is that you felt inadequate about that has given you cause to feel like you got to do everything for everybody, and know that it's okay to ask for what you're worthy of. So that's the work there is for you to do, is be in that space of forgiveness. They are just doing what a business does when they are trying to save money, is not pay somebody and make them do as much as they can until the people kind of stand up and say, okay, one of two things can happen here. I can stop, or you can just pay me more. I'm not asking for a lot, but, you know, can we compromise? Can we have a discussion? People that have been put here for greatness, a lot of people have absolutely no problem having that conversation. They just step up, have the conversation, they make stuff happen. But some of us tend to like shy away from that conversation because we don't want to be that person.
I asked for it once, and it was like a very strange, it was basically the conversation shied away into the distance when I did talk about it.
Okay, so it seems to be about how you asked for it and how the energy was. So step back and re-engage your energy and your power. Take your power back in a space where you walk in and you are this person. Stand like you are. You're not the assistant. You're the director. Be in that space because that's who you are, and then ask for it, okay? Because they need you now. They have created a situation where they need you now, because you have created some things. They do. They need you. Does that make sense? But this is about money.
They need me. Their program, they really need me. They see all the things that I do and the difference it makes. So I know they need me, which is a good thing. I was able to create that. But I have to forgive myself. And
forgive yourself.
Come into my path.
Correct. Forgive yourself because there's something. And if you go to my website, you'll see the chakra systems there. And the Soul Journey Shamanism page, the chakra centers that I want you to focus on are the three lower chakras, where it talks about the survival and the sense of well-being and the sensuality and self-confidence, all that stuff. That's where your blocks are, and that's where most martyrs, that's where our blocks are. When you're a martyr, that's where it sits, because your life is not about yourself, it's about everybody else around you. So spend some time there focusing and making sure the energies are clear and crisp and bright, nothing gray around them, and, you know, use the golden ray, which is the source, that's the divine source, to go in and really clean up and help you get that focus, and then visualize them all in a row. What I've done is I've got some really cool pictures of little chakra representations. I put them in a little line there for you in the definition. That's the way you want to envision them, in a straight line, one on top of another. So they're nice and centered in your body, and ignite them and light them up, and that'll help you in your process. And just like my earlier caller, Tim, this evening, give yourself a discipline every day. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 35 minutes, whatever works for you. Give yourself a discipline every day where you are spending time sitting down, laying down, whatever you're doing, to engage with this so that you can have a constant flow of energy every day that's consistent to support what you're up to. And surround yourself with some positive, powerful imagery. Images of powerful women, images of powerful angels, you know, powerful images to see what it is that you are. You know, get a couple of Vogues, cut them out, and get some powerful women and power suits and put them around, because that's who you're trying to become.
No, you know,
and,
Yeah, you know what happened? I went for lunch. I went to an exercise class, but in order to go there, I have to take like 30 minutes off of work. I have to find a way to take that class and during my lunch time, you know, say that I have to go to supervision or something, but I have to do something for myself.
You do have to do something for yourself. It's okay to do something for yourself. Mm-hmm. It is great. It's a great thing to do something for yourself, and companies are making way for the great place to work concept. So if you go to them, they can work something out. Everybody wants to be competitive and keep great employees. And if your thing is, I just need to move my schedule around so I can go take this class so I can, you know, do something for myself, they will work it out if you ask them to. But get yourself in that mindset. Get yourself in that mindset. I cannot stress how important it is for you to give yourself time for yourself. It's really, really super important. I hope that helped. I know that was a lot of information, but it feels like you can really explode this into what you're looking for, because they really don't want you to go anywhere. That's not what they're looking for, but they do like paying you less. So it saves them a lot of money. So at some point in time, the two of you got to come together and come to some understanding, because I'm not seeing you parting.
I can say, look, I've done this much so far, but going forward, I don't think this is okay, because I'm building everything from scratch.
Correct.
You know, it's not like I'm a program developer here. You know, I'm like developing everything, establishing everything from scratch. It can't be this. Not like what you're paying. I can't pay my bills. It's like it doesn't work. And I'm doing two jobs and getting paid for one. You know, things like that. I have to talk to her about it.
Dude,
I'm embarrassed for what I'm getting.
Take some time to really focus on getting your power back. You know, like with the last call. I mean, if you want to reach out to me, you can contact me. Go to my website, bellydancingmedium.com.
Yeah.
What there is that to do is to really look at clearing the stuff that's kind of in your way to this point. The gookie stuff that has kept you from stepping in and like a lion and grabbing what you want, because that's where you are right now.
Yeah.
That's what it's time for you to do right now. And if that's something
really
that you want to take hold of and do, I would love to help you do that. Just reach out to me, bellydancingmedium.com. Drop me an email. I have a place where you can go and look at the different services that I have, or we can sit down and talk for like 15 minutes, try to figure out what you're looking for, and then we can figure it out from there. But I would love to help you out, Lisa. I really would.
Do you have a
sliding
scale?
I don't have a sliding scale, but I do have different. I have a variety of sessions. I even created a session. I call it my Where are you? The Soul System Diagnostic that I created specifically for the radio listeners. It is a $45, 20-minute session. So you can work with me for as little as $45. So I've tried really hard to work with everybody, because I don't want anybody to be able to not get what they need because they couldn't afford it.
What is your phone number?
My phone
email?
Number, let me give you both. My phone number is 510-342.
Yeah.
9024, and my email is angelysacker, thacker at gmail.com. If you've missed any of
website?
It's bellydancingmedium.com. I know that's fun. I try to be fun whenever I can, and that's also linked right there on the radio program. So I encourage
you to
contact me. I would love to work with you. We got to get you in that next job, my dear. We got to get you there. Okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Have a fantastic evening. God bless you. Take care.
God bless you, Angel.
Bye. Okay. Bye-bye. It's a wonderful evening, wonderful show, and I have a handful of callers left, and I'm running out of time, so my invitation to the rest of you, I think there's like, oh my God, there's a lot of people holding on. Don't just hang up. Go over to my website. Go over to website. bellydancingmedium.com. Click on my email address and send me an email that says, I was on hold and I didn't get online, and I will send you a 3-card angel reading, a complimentary, since you got to listen to such an awesome show, because there was some awesome stuff there. That's my gift to you for holding and listening. But you got to say you were on hold for the show. That doesn't mean that I'm going to do that because you listen to the rebroadcast, because it's a lot of energy. But for the rest of you, thank you for listening. God bless you. Have a fantastic and loving evening. And I will see you next week. Take care and good night.